You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hey guys, it's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
And welcome back to The Confession Box.
Welcome back.
Welcome back,
me kinder.
Welcome back, me kinder.
I don't even speak German. Why am I doing that?
Anyway. Okay. Well.
Me trying to be Chloe Devlin. I just love her.
Oh my God, dream guests on the pod. Honestly, Chloe, if you listen, we love you.
Pretty.
But guys, it's a very, very exciting day because me and Brianna are one step closer to Mother Taylor.
Honestly, I'm so excited. Like, all day, I've just been like singing, screaming the bridge to Cruel Summer.
Well, Brianna has me in a chokehold at the moment with this new show called The Summer I Turned Pretty.
This is something that I need to take credit for, like, immediately. The one thing I did right in this life was introduce Reese Creed to The Summer I Turned Pretty. What? Because it's the most iconic fucking show ever. It is Taylor Swift personified in a TV show. Now, I read the books back in the day, so I'm an OG fan, and I will be that bitch. But Reese, tell us why you love it.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm only on episode 3 of season 1, okay? So I'm very, very new. But oh my God, this is the most me-coded show ever. Like, I was watching it and then, like, it starts off and, like, it's Cruel Summer in the background. She's like, I'm getting ready for my summer of love and in the beach. And I was like, oh my God, she's me. And then she...
going to kill Key, like...
Me going to kill Key. At the age of 13. No, truly. I was like, this is me when I went to kill Key, thinking I was going to find the love of my life on the Strand Line, like... But no, I think it's so... Oh my God, I don't know what it is. It makes me feel warm. It makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel... Oh, it's just the cutest thing ever. I love it.
Do you know what it is for me? It gives me all of the warmth and like gorgeousness of Gilmore Girls, but in a modern age for summer. It's a comfort show. It gives me all of the feels.
Yeah.
That I would have gotten from Gilmore Girls.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's Gilmore Girls for the summer.
Yeah. And now, this day and age, it's just a wholesome, loving vibe.
And, like, do you know what it is? I watch it, and I can smell the sea, and I can, like, wow. You know, I can just, like, taste the ice cream.
Salt air.
Oh, salt
the air. On your like, door.
Whoever, thank God, Taylor Swift. See, I knew it would be good, actually, because it wasn't that I didn't want to watch it, is that I just kept putting it off. And last night I was like, I actually don't want to watch Love Island. That's giving me a head block. I just want to watch something that's completely different. And I watched The Summer I Turned Pretty. And it's honestly, I cannot wait to go and watch the rest of the episodes tonight. Like,
it makes you like remember when you were a teenager and like how like you felt having all those feelings. And then like you get older and you watch Love Island and you just realize everyone's a fucking prick and you have no feelings at all.
Yeah, and like it's just so cute, and they're all so and so like the fight scene. Oh jeepers, sorry guys, my whole desk is falling off here. Because I'm so excited. But like there's a fight scene in it, and they play Olivia Rodrigo Brutal in the background of it. Like, it's just whoever did the soundtrack of that show, I want to personally thank.
I love the soundtrack to the show. You haven't gotten to this episode yet, but there's one scene where like Jeremiah goes in and like crashes an event in it, and he like puts on this song and just serves like bad bitch vibes. But I love it. I literally have the soundtrack in my car for the past, I don't know, year.
Yeah, I'm but obsessed. Like Cruel Summer is like the kind of main song of season one, but they just released the...
Yes, until you get to the very end. Until you get to the very end of the season.
Oh, okay.
And this stuff plays at a really cute beach scene.
And what?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
You're gonna die. Like, it's just so fucking good. I love it.
I'm actually tearing up because 1989 is my album. No, yeah, okay.
I
will get back to you. I think I actually want us to do like a full deep dive on The Summer I Turned Pretty when I finish it. We might even do like...
So, girly, this is your cue. Get this watching it. Cue. Season 2 is on July 14th. Season 2 comes out. So...
We might do an episode of it.
By the time Season 2 comes out, we'll run down season...
Yeah, I think we should just like run down the whole thing up until that point. Yeah. But yeah, now August is the kind of vibe of season 2.
And back also, to December.
Back to December. Taylor's version. Yeah. Which I'm so excited about.
I love it. Hook it to my fucking veins.
So hopefully we will be rocking to her on either the 28th, 29th or 30th of June 2024.
I kind of want to go on the 29th because it's like, you know, my birthday is July 29th. So it'll be like a month before my birthday.
You want it because of the like song.
29. I like the number 29.
No, you want it because of the song.
Which song?
It's July, isn't it? A Taylor song that's the 29th in it. I feel like... Oh no, July 9th, sorry.
No. Yeah, no. My birthday's the 29th of July.
Okay, well, girl, so we're going any day I can get tickets for, okay? We can't be selective.
Okay, fine.
Like, Brianna's there and she's like, we can do this, like, as if I can go in and just go, yeah, no problem. Not that there's 100,000 people in this line.
I'm like, you're Reese fucking Creed. Get it done.
Girl, yeah, I think we're going to go lower bowl. We've decided this as of today because Brianna is a short bitch. And if she's down on the floor, like, she's seeing nothing.
Do you know what, like, my struggle is? And this has happened to me twice now. So, funny enough, on July 29th last year on my birthday, I went to see Phantom of the Opera. And I forgot my glasses. And to be honest, I couldn't see a fucking thing. I couldn't see a thing. Shona was like pointing out stuff. And I was like, who's that now? Is she Asian? She goes, no, Brianna, she's black. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I literally could not see at all. Could not see. And I was like, is that the main character now? And she's like, okay, yeah, it is. I was like, I could see the costumes vaguely, couldn't see faces. It was like watching the Thumb People from Spy Kids.
Well, please, perform. If I'm in the trenches of Ticketmaster, please Specsaver your ass up before we go see the Eurostar. Because I'm
and
not.
And then at Lizzo, do you remember at Lizzo? I was like, I can kind of see.
I was like,
I mainly just watch the screen, to be honest. It's actually like being Helen Keller.
Yeah, see, this is it though. Like, so that's why I feel like, guys, and to be honest, I just think the Eras Tour is such an amazing production. I want to see it in its full entirety. And it's like, you know, I don't want to just see, like, because I've been Barrier for Taylor before. Like, I've been Barrier for her before. And I'm just like, I just would want to take it all in and just enjoy it. And yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that because I swear people, I'm like a broken record about this stupid concert. So I'm so sorry.
Is there one episode where we have not mentioned Taylor Swift? I would like to know.
No, I'd say they're definitely not. At some point, maybe one.
Maybe. I'd say two max. Two absolute max.
Well, sorry.
Anyways, today we're going to talk about some controversial things that are happening in this universe of ours that, honestly, this is the weirdest floating rock in all of outer space. Miranda Sings is on it. What's her actual name? Colleen
Ballinger.
Okay. Come and clean. I did not know who this bitch was before yesterday. I have
at all?
No, I didn't watch her. She just seemed like something out of, like, a nightmare, to be quite honest.
Did you not see her Netflix show? Like, it was on Netflix. No. Like, Miranda Sings is on Netflix.
No.
Well, to be honest, guys, right,
the lipstick put me off.
Yeah, see, so Miranda Sings is a character that like Colleen played. And I actually used to watch her videos when I was like probably maybe 12, 13 vibe. Because she used to have like really famous people in her videos. Like she used to be like best friends with Ariana Grande. You know, she was kind of friends with like theater people, other YouTubers, all that kind of stuff. And she'd do like really cool collabs. And like Miranda Sings became such a thing on YouTube that it actually transpired into like a Netflix series. So she had like two series of a Netflix series and then it got cancelled. But she also does like live shows and stuff like that where like her followers come meet her, all that kind of stuff. But obviously that was not all kosher.
So basically this one was kind of exposed for grooming her fans and like being an absolute fucking creep. And this is really disturbing. But then what disturbs me more is yesterday, so my cousin who is 13, I don't actually know how old my cousin is, but she's in her like early teens, put on her like Snapchat story that she was watching this, and I was just like, oh my god, like the youth of today are being exposed to way too much. Like if when I was 13 I didn't know what a groomer was, I would have thought it was something for a dog.
But you know,
but no, now it's like people's YouTube like idols.
But you know what it is, it's the evolution of what these kids have at their fingertips. Like, we were just on the cusp of social media becoming a proper thing when we were their age. Like, lads, we were idiots. Like, we used to go, like, for to one who?
And yeah, thought but that was I feel like nowadays kids are actually worse. Like, I would hate to be a child today. I would hate to have a child today and be oh my God, a parent. Same. It's terrifying.
No, it's scary. And I feel like
it's fucking uncontrollable. Like, your child's best friend could be an AI bot on their Snapchat. That's terrifying.
Oh, fucking weird. I was quite lonely as a teenager. I probably would have liked that AI bot. But anyways.
But that leaves you so, like, vulnerable to, like, be groomed by people like Miranda.
Yeah, but, like, so some of the things that Colleen did was, like, she sent underwear.
That's to her
fans.
Weird.
She brought this girl. I actually watched this girl on TikTok and she went to a Miranda Sings show. And as part of the Miranda Sings show, they made the girls, they said for the like girl fans, please like dress like slutty and dress like, you know, in scantily clad like clothing. And basically she like brought her up, this girl, and she was all excited because obviously like if that was your favorite, like, I'm just thinking, like, if fucking Zoella brought me up on fucking stage when I was, like, 14, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'll do anything. Like, this is amazing. We're besties. And basically, she brought her up on stage. And she, like, opened her legs and did
she,
all
she, like, spread her stuff. Legs. She did, like, a fart noise.
Yeah, and, like, exposed her to, like, the theater. And she didn't know kind of what to say. Another thing is that she brought up little boys to, like, open her pants and like get like cheese balls out of her pants, like very, very odd stuff. But I think the oddest thing of all was obviously this all got exposed. We were waiting for either the NotesApp statement, the general YouTuber apology that's like crying and like, I'm never gonna get over this, whatever. No, she said, apology from the vault, Colleen's version.
It's literally her in a ukulele for I don't even know how many minutes singing this apology, which doesn't really address anything and is just a piss take, I think. And honestly, I just don't see why they just don't take her account down and like, goodbye. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I know what she's done is inexcusable. And I know that it is horrible and disgusting. And she's probably a disgusting person. But like the unhingedness of that. I sat down and watched the full thing. Like the toxic gossip train. Like, what the absolute fuck? Like, when Trisha Paytas is the voice of reason in a scandal, you know things are going south. Like,
it's just giving, and I don't mean this in a funny way at all. It's just giving mental illness. Like, somebody get her into a facility where they can like assess her, because that's not normal behavior. Like, that's not, it's not a way to carry on, especially when there's children involved and you've been out like with the public. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. Like, people like that should not be in any way even have a platform for children to get access to.
Exactly. And like, on this topic, obviously the Colleen topic is very, very big in our minds right now, but there are probably people from my past who have disappointed me. And I feel like we have these idols when we're younger that we think are untouchable, we think are like, you know, the best people in the world. And we're kind of sold the dream with a lot of people when we're kind of young and vulnerable. And I think that's obviously what's happened here. But like, Brianna, did you have anyone like that when you were younger that you loved and that like, as life went on, they disappointed you?
I was going to say something as a joke, but I won't even say it as a joke.
Oh my God, why?
It's not fair. I mean, like, shout out to my parents.
Oh my God, that's awful.
I'm just kidding.
I meant,
Mom, Dad, love you, you're the best.
No, I meant people in the public eye or like idols.
Santa Claus.
You know what? That is okay. If there's little ears around, fuck them out the room.
Fuck them out.
Was the most heartbreak. I will never forget when I found out.
That was disappointing, like.
And you know what? You go around, it's like a phase of mourning. First of all, you're mourning Santa Claus, the person. Second of all, you're mourning more presents, because when your parents know that you know, fuck it. You're getting the it goes from 30 to fucking
37. Last year,
no, truly. Like, it goes, it goes from 30 to fucking 3.
You turn into Dudley, like.
Truly. Like, I would have kept that lie up till I was 21.
Honestly, like, I need a new iPhone now more than I did when I was 12. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I mean? But like, that honestly was one.
Where's my couch lined with presents on Christmas Day now? Like,
how did you find out?
I don't remember. I think it was like the year.
I feel like your parents would have sat you down and told you. I feel like your parents are so like, no bullshit. They would have gone, Brianna, we're actually fucking sick of this. Right. So he's out.
Yeah. It's like, look, we're just done. I think it was like the Christmas I got a piano. And my granddad had to help my dad bring the piano into the house.
Sorry. It's the fact Brianna got a piano is the most gassest thing to me. I don't know why.
Because I don't play piano anymore.
Yeah, because you literally...
I had this teacher and she really put me off playing piano. Actually, I had two piano teachers who were absolute wenches. One, I can remember... Still, she had like a mole with a massive whisker coming out of it, and it'd be like right next to me as I was playing piano, and it just always gave me the ick. And I just like didn't want to be near her because I thought she was genuinely a witch, like. and she would slap my fingers like as I was playing piano if I wasn't doing it right. And the other one, like she was in like school, and she just used to like shout, and I was like, shouting at me isn't going to make me better.
I remember her, and she did use shouts. She was scary as fuck.
Psychopath. I was like, take your peroxide pixie cut away from me and lessen your time, ma'am.
Oh my God. Yeah, very true.
You know.
I remember It was 1 year and I was like, I was terrible. Like, I'm still such a Christmas bitch. Like, I am like Mariah Carey. I unthaw at Christmas. Like, I literally...
I'm so excited for Christmas. I love Christmas.
I fucking love Christmas. Lads, I'm not going to lie. Unpopular fucking opinion. I hate summer so fucking much. I hate it.
I like summer for a solid like 4 weeks and then I'm
no, like, I like summer. I like summer for like one sunny weekend. I'm like, well, summer. And then I like, it's too warm. So...
I like to feel like I'm in my the summer I turned pretty era for a solid like week and a half. And then when that's over, I'm like, there's no point anymore.
Brianna, we actually have to go to the beach and do a bit of a like TikTok or something. We have to do something like say that we're going to do the summer I turn pretty.
Watch now, we'll get there and there'll be a fucking tornado.
But you know what though, that's probably it. But wouldn't that be so fucking funny for a TikTok? The summer I turned yeah, got fallen like...
Gahalan.
The summer I turned oh, Gahalan is my favorite thing. Wish Clare.
Wish Clare.
Shalter. Like someone's singing August and Shannos. Like,
I'd say, do you know what? I'd say there would be some really nice Taylor Swift covers in like a trad vibe. Not off Gaeilge now, but like, you know, a bit of a Celtic tune going on in the background, like the chords.
Yes, that album is called Folklore, and you can go stream it on all your local.
No, but you need more, like more of the.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But like, yeah, no. When I found out that like Santa wasn't real, my mom was outside. My mom has such a fucking distinctive voice. She's like me. And she was like there, and she goes. And my mom and dad always used to probably like have a few wines, get pissed probably, and fucking wrap the presents and then fucking go up to bed. And then like they get like an hour sleep and I'm there like, guys, wake up. Like I always think of Christmas now, like as an adult. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, fair play to the parents of the world. Like, because it's a hard
crack gig.
It's a hard gig. I'm literally now like,
you actually have to be like Tom Cruise. Yeah. They're like Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, for getting the presents in the store.
I'll never forget.
And where are you hiding them?
So I'll never forget. Like, I thought I heard something. Do you know when you fucking, you're a child and you're like, he's on the roof? Yeah. Like, and it's like, and it's like a fucking acorn falling on the roof or something. I'm like, he's on the roof.
Literally, like.
Basically, I just remember hearing my mom go, I can still vividly hear it in my mind. Say, I'm not fucking doing it. Get the fucking presents out of the car. Just fucking leave them out and don't wrap them. Right? And that was when my Christmas was over. So I woke up the next morning going, I was pure rage. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, the presents were great and I had a great laugh. I was there and I was just like, Mom, where did Santa get that from? And she goes, well, from the North Pole, like, and I went, say he got it from Smith's. And she goes, yeah, Smith's from the North Pole. Like, my mom really wanted to keep me in that, like, magic time for as long as she could. But I just said to her, I remember saying to her the next year, I went, Mom, I kind of know now. And she goes, it's grand. Don't say it to your father. We'll pretend one more fucking Christmas and then it's your next year. Grand. But an iPad that year. What was that iPad?
Slay of the year.
Oh, lads. And it was engraved in the back with Happy Christmas. Cheers. Love Mom and Dad.
It's just giving Celtic Tiger only child, isn't it, girls?
Fucking loved my iPad. My iPad.
The iPod Nano or like to have
Nano? Fucking Nano. And it was blue, like electric blue. And I'd be bopping down the road listening to Miley Cyrus. I thought I was fucking unbelievable. What's the one I used to play all the time? I used to like sing it like to myself. I'd have like one earbud in, the other one out, and I'd be like, used to think I was fucking unbelievable. I'd be like, caterpillar in a tree, Na, 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 na.
Butterfly Fly Away.
Butterfly Fly Away.
From the movie Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, the movie.
The movie. Not Miley Cyrus Let Me Down. She was one of my childhood letdowns.
Why?
Do you remember there was just like a time where like Vanessa Hudgens and Miley Cyrus, all their nudes got leaked? And I came from a very sheltered home where that is just not acceptable.
Anna said that Christian values.
They really said that is the mark of a true harlot.
Oh my God. I can't lie though. One of my childhood disappointments was definitely just Glee as a whole, and also all the scandal that came with Glee. Obviously, the deaths of like Cory Monteith and Naya Rivera were really like tragic and horrible. I will never forget Mark Salling, and he committed suicide for all the child porn. That was like, I was like, that. And I paid to go see you in the point with my mother. I've also just like, yeah, as if I fucking paid, mom did. But anyways, I also just Lea Michele, just the way she's acted, that really upset me. Because Lea Michele was honestly one of my favorite people on earth when I was growing up. Like, I just thought I was her. I just think Glee was a big letdown. I feel like the way people were treated.
Sorry, Miss Diana Aragon, like Quinn Fabray, she was the letdown. Where has she gone since the Sam Smith music video?
Oh, she was iconic in that, though.
I know, but since then, I'm like it gave me a bit of hope, and it started again.
She was at the Eras tour the other day. It came up on my TikTok. So she's obviously
alive, but like,
yeah, I feel
Quinn like Ray was a slay.
Like, I feel like a lot of the Glee cast really fell off after Glee. Like, an awful lot of people didn't get anything out of it.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Yeah, well, that's that. Another one for me, I think, would have to be. But the thing is, I still think she's kind of iconic, but it was around the time where she just was an absolute crazy bitch, was Amanda Bynes.
Sorry, Demi Lovato.
You know what? I never used to be into Demi Lovato. Oh my God, did you see the tweet that was like, Demi Lovato said she was coked during Camp Rock? And like, there's all clips in but Camp Rock.
I mean, that
like,
explains a lot.
No, and she's like, and she's like this. And I'm like, oh my God, she is off her tits. But Joe Howie, like, when you're younger, you don't know that. So like, honestly, the real, I always
love laugh out of her.
I always loved the blonde bitches in the films. Like, Tess in Camp Rock was a fucking slay. With her little shoulder. To come for you.
Shoulder, two backs.
Bless her, she really did have two backs.
I think I was watching that at the age of 8 and I had bigger tits than her. Anyway, sorry, I don't know. Like, that's not even, like, offensive. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how I said that. Like, but anyways, I think I'm just thinking about my boobs because they're getting cut off in 5 days.
My God, woo. Brianna's going to be
I'm scared.
When she comes back. Brianna's going to have two backs when she comes.
I'm going to have two. Josh, I'd fucking love to have two backs now. I made fun of your one when I was like smaller. I was like, oh my God, jokes. It, like, just didn't look womanish. She looked like a child. But now I'm like, what I would give to have washboard on both sides of me, like, just literally flat.
Can do the washing on you, like.
Honestly, I was thinking when I pick up Duchess, she won't have a shelf to stand on, like. I know, she'll fall right to the floor.
Oh my God, poor Duchess.
I know, somebody called.
That's mental behavior. But yeah,
isn't it?
This was a very chaotic episode, I feel, but I just kind of really enjoyed it. Basically,
We
we
just
don't
spoke.
support groomers. We don't support Colleen Ballinger.
And we all want 2 bucks.
We all want 2 bucks. Do you know, like, the girls, do you know what? And do you know what? It's always the fashion girlies that have 2 bucks. Because they can
Yeah,
wear
because
them.
exactly. Oh, sorry. I had to sneeze.
That's your karma.
Karma is my boyfriend.
No, I honestly, guys, I'm just a bit delirious that I still keep going.
You know, sorry, random thought. Have you seen those things? It's like my beige flag. I don't get it.
Yeah,
can
so
you
that's
explain
like
that to me?
your green flag is like what you like.
Okay.
Your red flag is obviously things you don't like, and your beige flag is like it's basically your like distinguishing factor, I think.
Or is, I thought it was like your medium color, like, do you know
Yeah,
what I
like
mean?
it's like
It's like
it's
not
not.
a red flag, but it's not,
Yeah, it's
not a
like
green
not as
flag.
intense as a green flag, but it's not as intense as a red flag either. It's just like things about me. But to be honest, all these Gen Z terms, they are giving me a headbang.
I was in like urology this week, and honestly, the terms were easier to come to grips with there than on TikTok and trying to keep up with these young ones. I just can't. I really can't.
It's the fact that I don't go on the trends on TikTok. I really just said, let's just absolutely slate everyone and hope for the best. Like, do you know? But
It
it's
works.
working. It's working. Anyways,
It
we're going
works.
to film another episode now because we need to bulk film because Brianna's going to
Gonna
be
be
covering.
backed. Going to be
Oh.
backing herself.
Going to be backing herself with the 2 backs. And basically, we just want to say thanks so much for all the support. It's great to see you guys back after our little hiatus. It's great.
If anyone's offended, we're sorry. That it's never our intention.
Do you know what, girls? Right. If you're offended by this and you're not offended by some of the things going on in the world, you really need to sit down and have a chat with yourself.
Put your energy into hating RTE. Anyway.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that in the next episode. So we will talk to you guys later. Love you so much. Obviously, follow us at the Confession Box Pod on TikTok and Instagram. And obviously, rate, review, do all that good stuff. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Eat, pray, slay. Bye.